It's 69 degrees at 6 minutes past 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Workman. Music from Les Mis, from Very Warm for May, and a lot of other great tunes for you coming up in the hour ahead. In sort of in honor of our guest today in the studio, the conductor, the music director, artistic director. Can I say artistic director, Stephen Arante?
I'll try to fulfill that.
Okay. Artistic director of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, Stephen Arante, and Ben Wright, star of Broadway.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you here. Or actually, good afternoon now.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Nice to be here.
Ben Wright, you and your wife, Amy, will be appearing with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night at 8 o'clock in Keenan Auditorium. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. We'll tell you how to get tickets for this musical extravaganza called Symphony Pops Broadway Then and Now with Amy and Ben Wright and other special guests, I think, are also. I mean, are there other performers?
There certainly are.
Yeah. We'll hear about that in just a moment. But let's begin with the story of how you two connected and how you ended up in Wilmington. I'm referring to Ben Wright.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Well, Amy and I moved to Wilmington in 96. We'd been married for 5 years. We're living in Manhattan. Wanted to start a family. Didn't want to do it in Manhattan. Went on a countrywide tour visiting family. Last stop was Wilmington. Amy's parents had moved there. She was the oldest of five. You got all this so far?
I got it.
Okay. And we thought, wow, what a nice town to settle down in and raise a family. So we did. And we've been here ever since. So that's how we got here. As far as meeting Stephen, I'm not exactly sure the moment we met, but what my mind goes to immediately, maybe you remember, but Amy wrote some songs, one for the Special Olympics and one for Best Buddies International. And as is Amy's way, she reaches out to the best people there are, and she reached out to Stephen and said, hey, would you be interested in arranging and orchestrating this song? And he was kind enough to say yes, and he did it and did just an unbelievably beautiful job of it. And we've been connected ever since.
That's right.
Stephen, talk about the character of these songs and how many of them will be on the program for this concert.
Well, they're inspirational songs, and we are going to be doing It Starts With a Voice, which was written in honor of the campaign to
spread the word to end the word.
Spread the word to end the
R
word.
The R word.
Right. And so they're not strictly Broadway Then and Now as far as the theme, but since they're so strongly associated with both Ben as a performer and Amy as a composer, we thought it would be really appropriate to end with that. And the Girls Choir of Wilmington will be joining us for that.
There are so many touchstones here. The work that you and your wife Amy do, Ben, for those who are, how would you describe?
Well, we advocate for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Thank you. Yes.
And we kind of just call it IDD, so you don't have to say all that, folks with IDD. And the reason we do it is because we have four children, two girls, 15 and 13, and then another, a boy who's 9 and another girl who's 4. And both the younger kids were born with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. So we have watched over the past 9.5 years what happens to a lot of adults living with IDD when they come out of the school system, at least in this county. And unless they have a tremendously strong support network, a lot of them fall through the cracks, and it shouldn't be that way. So we try to advocate for them and try to get them moved up from what we think are treated as third-class citizens to first-class citizens, because they are first-class citizens. They deserve to be treated as such. So we do all we can, and part of that is through music. Part of that is through my company, Dye Creek Capital. We have 9 adults living with intellectual and developmental disabilities who share a 40-hour work week. They are hospitality associates at my office. So we're just trying to do everything we can to make our personal and professional lives as authentic as possible.
You and Amy, let's go back to the beginning of your relationship, mm-hmm. Which is tied to the Broadway stage. When did you meet?
Amy and I met in Cincinnati. She was finishing up her BFA in musical theater at the College Conservatory of Music, and I had transferred there from Indiana University, having already been on Broadway. That's a whole other long story. but any which way, we met there in August of 92, and Bob, we were married in May of 93. And somehow she's kept me around all that time. So I guarantee I'm the lucky one in that arrangement. But that's how we met. And then moved to New York and did some things and moved out of New York and then back to New York and so on and so forth.
You were both in the touring company of
State Fair.
State Fair, Rodgers and Hammerstein, mm-hmm. originally a movie, I think, and then turned into a stage show.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's kind of unusual.
And I think Tom Briggs, I believe, was associated with the writing of the book for the stage version. Is that correct?
He was. He was indeed.
Tom Briggs of Thalian Association.
Yes.
Yeah. So did you get to know Tom at all?
We did. And ironically, I have known Tom since probably 1987. When I was doing Into the Woods in New York, one of Tom's friends, Bruce Pomahack, who was the archivist, may still be the archivist for Rodgers and Hammerstein Library up in New York, they were just great friends and probably still are. And so I've known Tom for that long because I used to live with Bruce up in New York for when I was doing Into the Woods for about two years.
Oh.
So I've known Tom a long time, and it was just fate that we came back to work with one another on State Fair.
Yeah. Let's talk about this concert.
Okay.
How did you two get together? Did Amy, Ben, Stephen Arante get together and say, hey, this might be fun to do?
I had the same kind of meeting that I usually have with soloists, and I say, what have you always wanted to do with a symphony? So that's where the conversation started, and so we have quite a range. We're calling it Broadway Then and Now because we have some kind of old-timey things, like things from My Fair Lady and from State Fair, and then some much more recent Broadway compositions.
How recent?
Well, we're doing a song from Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods, which I recorded. And
we're doing For Good from Wicked. That's probably the most contemporary thing, right?
Yeah.
But, in rehearsing with the orchestra, the sound of Robert Russell Bennett's orchestrations from My Fair Lady is so different from the ones for Wicked. It's just like a whole new group that I'm conducting. So it's really great to be able to do such a range of Broadway.
Mm-hmm. And do you find musically, Stephen, you're pretty discriminating when it comes to...
Oh, is that true?
I've heard, anyway. do you like this music personally?
I love it. My first job was for $1.75 an hour as a stagehand in a community theater, so I listened to a lot of shows from the wings, I guess. So anyway,
you were just,
it goes way back.
You were just inches away from having the thespian bug bite, probably.
No, a little closer than that. Once they discovered that I couldn't sing or dance, though, they put me in the pit. So that's where I've been ever since.
Tell me a little bit more about the rest of the performers involved in this concert.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have some, we're calling it sort of like Ben and Amy and Friends. And so Nicole Thompson is coming in. She's seen at Ted's a lot.
Yes.
And she's going to be singing Memory from Cats. And we have Jason Aycock and Heather Sessler are going to do Anything You Can Do. And they're just a real hoot in that. And again, I mentioned we have the Girls Choir of Wilmington.
That's
in addition
wonderful.
To the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. But this is not the first time that Ben and Amy have performed on stage here in Wilmington, is it?
Well, they actually joined us in 2004 for some Broadway selections over at Minnie Evans. So,
yeah.
Yes, it's not the first time that we've even collaborated. And the two recordings we mentioned, the Amy songs, a lot of the instrumentalists on that were from the Wilmington Symphony as well. So mm-hmm. we go way back.
Mm-hmm. This is great. Mm-hmm. Let's mention that this concert with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, Broadway Then and Now, with Amy and Ben Wright and friends, is this coming Saturday at 8 p.m. at Keenan Auditorium. And you can call the Keenan box office for tickets or more information, 910-962-3500. And the website is wilmingtonsymphony.org. If you'd like to go to the website and see pictures of Amy and Ben and biographies and all sorts of other great information about this. Is there, aside from this being a symphony concert, is there any kind of a tie-in with causes that are very close to your hearts, or is it just a concert?
Well, it's never just a concert. We will be ending with Amy's song, It Starts With the Voice.
Okay.
So I think that's the time.
Strong message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that there's a class right now at Coddington Elementary down on Carolina Beach Road with a certain little boy in there named Bo Wright, who happens to be our son. That's why Amy wrote that song. And I know he's listening with his class and teachers right now.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, buddy.
Shout out from WHQR and your dad and Stephen Arante. It's 12:15, and you're listening to WHQR. I want to thank both of you for coming in. I can't wait to hear what happens on Saturday night.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure.
We're excited about it.
This is 91.3 WHQR.